Ever feel like you're juggling absolutely everything in your business? Like you're wearing all the hats, right? The marketing, the HR, the bookkeeping, the sales, and the operations. Do you feel like you spend your time sometimes being secretly jealous of those peers of yours who seem to have cracked the code while you seem to be stuck on the hamster wheel? Or maybe you're just done with having to deal with low-performing team members, but dread taking the time to train someone new. Or maybe you're afraid if you take that well-deserved vacation that you'll return to a mountain of mistakes and messes to clean up. Any of these sound familiar? Well, my friends, then you'll want to listen to today's episode where we dive into three secrets to help you stop wearing all the hats. Welcome to the Work Less, Profit More Business Podcast for business leaders who want to stop being that chief everything officer and build a self-running business engine that gives them true freedom. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and the simple small business strategies and mindset shifts that keep my clients growing and scaling without hustle or burnout. So if you're a lawyer, financial advisor, real estate investor, an accountant, or other business owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. Each week, I share insights on how to become the true leader of your business, that CEO, without working harder. So today, I want to look at your business and talk about your business if those questions that I asked at the beginning really resonate with you. And I want to share three proven strategies that I use time and time again to help business owners stop wearing all the hats. So if you're someone that feels like a chief everything officer, and I know there are some of you out there like that, you feel like you're a juggler, right? You've got all these balls in the air, you're wearing all the hats, the marketing and everything. You really just wish that your team members would be better performing, more productive. But, you know, how are you going to hire new people because you don't have the time? And God forbid you try to take a well-deserved vacation because you just know you're going to come back to a mountain of mistakes and messes. Well, let's dive into what is going to change all of that or what can change all of that for you. Now, here's the thing that I have noticed. Unfortunately, small business owners won't make a change until they have their wake-up call. And I've seen it time and time and time again. So what do I mean by a wake-up call? It could be that their spouse says, I've had it, I'm done, I'm asking for a divorce because you're just spending all your time with the business. Or maybe it's a health scare and they're so burned out and exhausted that they get put in the hospital. Or, you know, it's just something that happens. Maybe it's cash flow, maybe it's debt, and they just go, I just gotta make a freaking change, right? There's something that happens, it's like a spoke in the wheel. But my friends, it doesn't have to be that way. But I know it is, because I've spoken to so many of you like that. You see, because the way you are probably working now, working more hours, I call it the M myth. You know, you just think that more hours, more money, more team members, more clients, that more is going to solve the problem, but it's not. So let's look at how you can change that and instead work 15 to 20 hours a week. How you can, probably more importantly, get back to enjoying your business and having a real life. One of the things that I want to share is that you can run your business on your terms and finally have that life that you dreamt about when you first started your business. I know it sounds crazy, but when you are running your engine, your personal engine on empty, you can't give your best to your business or to your life. So what's going to happen is that they're all going to come crashing down. Now, why do I know this to be true? I've been there myself. And if you listen to my episode, I believe it was episode 130, where I share the story of my spoke in the wheel. And my spoke in the wheel, just briefly, was at the time when I was running my retail business. And I was the chief everything officer, including the chief toilet washer. And at the time, my daughter was ill, very ill. She had a chronic disease. And one day, the doctor called and said, she has chronic fatigue. And I went, oh my God, what are we going to do? And he goes, well, there is nothing that you can do. Well, really what he said was, no, there's nothing he could do. And that he anticipated that my daughter would always be bedridden from this exhaustion. Well, if any of you know me, you know that I'm not one to take an answer like that lying down. But what happened to me was I went, oh, I have to devote time to her and I have to devote time to researching how to get her better. I was absolutely determined that I was. And so that evening on the way home, I was driving the car, that 12 minutes to home, I decided I was going to run away from home. I literally did. I ran away from home and I decided at that time that I had to restructure my business. My business couldn't go on the way it was going for me to have the free time that I needed to devote to my daughter. So I had to change things. I had to look at my business and go, what could I change? How could I free up more time? So I truly know what it means to be a chief everything officer. And these are the secrets that I have used time and time again. I call them secrets, but they're really proven strategies. So you're ready with your pen and pencil? Secret number one is to sprint your way to success. And here's what I mean. If you've ever seen Ironman running triathlons or the Ironman, these people don't think of the long game. They think it's just one footstep in front of another. It's kind of like, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You see, successful people don't focus on the end goal, but they break it down into sprints and milestones. So a business version of the Ironman is to focus on the next 90 days, right? And that way you can actually create a plan, tweak it, create actionable steps for the 90 days, 90 days, bite-sized chunks. And that's why when I'm working with my clients, we have every quarter a quarterly planning day. So we just had one in March. We're going to have one in June. And as a listener, you have the opportunity to join that if you so desire. So these 90-day or these quarterly planning sessions are really the core of, in my terms, getting shit done, right? It's about setting goals and reverse engineering it into monthly, weekly, daily action steps. And what this does is it really keeps you focused. It really kind of, if I was a horse, you know, put blinders on so that you're not distracted by every bright, shiny object. It also helps you do away with what we call paralysis analysis, self-doubt, because you know the right steps to move your business forward. So the fastest way to free up your time is to do a little planning. So rapid growth, focus on rapid growth activities and your business, you'll move the needle forward. So that's proven strategy number one. The second proven strategy to scale your business without burnout and hustle is to get off the roller coaster by using scoreboards. Now, some people call them dashboards, but it's really about understanding your metrics, your business metrics. And it's been shown that when you gamify something like this in your business, your team will really get on board because it also allows them to know exactly how they are doing and where the company is. So they know if they're having a good day or a bad day because every team member has at least one metric to judge themselves against. And that feels makes them feel like they're part of something. They have a purpose to what they're doing. So it's possible to use simple scoreboards, you know, leading, lagging metrics. Bigger companies get into very complicated dashboards, but depending on where you are in your business, it's just about picking some of these critical numbers and being able to compare them time and time again, because we all know that what gets measured gets improved. So scoreboards, dashboards, measuring your metrics are key because they kind of act like, someone said, digital speed signs to show you really where you are in your business. So see if you can do that. Now, the third proven strategy, and I want to share with you, and you go, yes, Diana, but, is that complexity does not scale. In other words, Simplify your business. Double down on what's working, let go of what's not. And so many small business owners are creatives. And by being creative, they think, well, that particular offer didn't work, so I'll just create another one. But every offer that you create, you have to create it, design it, name it, price it, launch it, market it, sell it. That's a lot of work. But what if you focused on selling one or two items, one or two offers, and built your reputation around those? And then it's simply a rinse and repeat. So the fact is that complexity will never scale. Complexity of offers, complexity of anything else in your business. Try to keep things simple, because simple breeds exponential results. So how can you simplify, for instance, your ideal customer? Well, so many people that I talk to have multiple ideal customers. Why? Because they have multiple offers. Simplify it. I once heard a prominent marketing specialist say, her own words were, one ass can't ride two horses, or a fox can't chase two rabbits. In other words, the simpler your offers, the simpler your businesses, the easier it is to scale. If you look around at these, you know, on social media, those people who are super, super successful, they started with one offer, one target market. And as they got the systems and the automation going for that to really scale, then they added what you could call a suite of offers. But you've got to start with one, and you've got to get that into the rinse and repeat. This also helps your team. They know exactly what you are going to be doing throughout the year, and they know exactly how to simplify and streamline your business. So those are three very much proven strategies for you to scale your business without the hustle and without the burnout, right? So we had one, you're going to sprint your way to success. You're going to use 90-day sprints. Number two is you're going to use scoreboards, or you're going to have metrics that you measure. And number three is you're going to simplify your business. So I hope this has been helpful for those of you who are juggling. And if you would like some help, I'd be super, super honored if you would reach out, book a call with me. You can simply go to dianalidstone.com in the top right-hand corner, schedule a call, and let's see if we're a good fit to work together. Because my zone of genius is helping you simplify your business. So let's find your zone of genius and let's get you scaling. Thanks for listening to the Work Less, Profit More Business podcast, where weekly you'll get business tips, strategies, and resources to help you work less and profit more. Until next week, remember, you can do this. Bye for now.